Today is the second Sunday of Advent. The epistle for today is taken from Romans chapter 15. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grants you to be of one mind one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another, as Christ also has received you unto the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, but that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he says, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye peoples. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Taken from Matthew chapter 11. At that time when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, art thou he that art to come, or do we look for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that is not scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear faithful, the time of Advent is the time of Our Lady. She is the root of Jesse, spoken of in the Gospel today. Advent, this time of waiting, this time of expecting, we think of the expectant mother, this beautiful mother who waited, who longed to see her son, to bring him into the world which he would save. We can only imagine what those months were like for the Blessed Virgin before Christmas. Months of silence, of adoration, of wonder. When a young mother is expecting for the first time, she really is changed. She realizes that she has life in her, and that she's responsible for this life, that she has to nourish this life. The young mother of Nazareth realized that she had life itself in her. He whom the whole world cannot contain was pleased to dwell in her and to depend on her. She is the Ark of the New Covenant. The fathers of the church give us a beautiful explanation of when she comes to her cousin Elizabeth, and St. John the Baptist leaps in her womb, in the womb of his mother. And the fathers tell us that it's just like when the Ark of the Covenant was brought to Jerusalem, and King David danced before the Ark. And so as Our Lady comes to Elizabeth, St. John the Baptist dances before this new Ark of the Covenant. What is this young mother doing during these months? She is forming Christ in her. She is giving him those eyes which would look with compassion on the multitudes. She's given him those hands that would bless and would heal so many. Those hands that would be nailed to the cross. She's given him his blood, which would wash so many sins away in the confessional. And today is still washing so many sins away. And she's given him that heart, which would be the king and center of all hearts. As you know, Our Lady gave to him all of his human nature. Since there was no natural father, he received everything from her, so that it might be said more truly than ever, those who saw him could say, he looks like his mother. But at the same time, he was forming her. He was changing her into himself, so that it must be said, and it will be said for all eternity, that she is the most like him. And our Advent should be very similar to that of Our Lady these next few weeks. It is a time for us to recollect, to be silent, to look for silence, to practice silence, and to realize that we too have life in us, the very life of God. Sanctifying grace is nothing less than a participation in the very life of God himself. It's what we learned in our catechism. It's something that we have to constantly come back to. The doctrine of sanctifying grace is really the most fascinating in our religion. This vocation that we all have, that we're meant, that we are the children of God. And that really, in all reality. Emmanuel means God with us. The whole mystery of the incarnation can be summed up in those unforgettable words of St. Augustine. In one of his Christmas sermons, he says, Factus est homo ut homo fieret Deus. God became man that we might become God. This is the wonderful consequence of our baptism. This is what baptism is all about, is that we have divine life in us and that we're meant to live this divine life up until our last breath. And this life is meant to grow in us, to increase in us. St. Leo the Great, in one of his Christmas sermons, he says, recognize, O Christian, your dignity. So recognize your dignity. We have to realize this, because we forget. We tend to descend to a natural level and to stay on the natural level and just kind of go through the motions. But we forget that we have God in our soul. The Christian life is not looking for something that we don't have. It's realizing what we do have. Yes, we have to realize. It's one thing to know, it's another thing to realize. The Most Holy Trinity dwells in our soul. And in heaven, we are not going to have something more than what we already have. We're going to simply see what is already in our soul. We're going to see the God that we already possess, that we know by faith now. Our Advent must be like Our Lady's in another respect. She did not just keep this divine life in her all to herself. She longed to give birth to her Son so as to give him to souls, those souls that he would redeem. And we too are meant to give Christ to others. It's one of the lessons of Advent. So we need to recollect. We need to spend time in silence. And then we're meant to give Christ to others. Only God knows who we're meant to touch this during this Advent. You men at work. You ladies, maybe when you are shopping. Or your neighbors that you live next to. We don't know who God wants us to help, who we're meant to touch. But we know that we are meant to give Christ to others. And the more we increase in this sanctifying grace, which is the life of Christ in us, the more we will radiate him. For me to live as Christ. There's a wonderful story in the life of St. John Vianney. It's told of a lawyer. a lawyer who lived many miles away from ours. And he wasn't practicing his faith anymore. But he kept hearing about this priest, this country priest. And he went out of curiosity. He goes, well, who is this priest in this little village? And at that time already, the government had to put in a special railway because so many people were going, they wanted to go to make pilgrimages to ours. It's incredible. And so he goes, and he went to Mass, and he couldn't even get into the church because the church was so packed. But he could see him. He could see this little priest. He couldn't hear him because the cure of ours had a very weak voice. But he saw him, and he was converted. And he went back to his own city, and he was converted, and his friends asked him, wow, you're really changed. You were really impressed. You know, what happened? And he said, I have seen God in a man. And that was enough. That he changed his life for that reason. God became man so that we might become God. So dear friends, this is holiness, to have the life of Christ in us and to practice the virtues of Christ. And people in the world, they're meant to see that. We're meant to be this light out there. Let your light shine before men. As you know, the early Christians converted the pagan world mainly by their example, especially their charity, their fraternal charity. The pagans saw them and they said, these people are different. These people are loving, they're kind, they're dignified, they act differently, they dress differently. They're not like us. This example changed the world. And it was because of their interior life, because of their prayer life. It wasn't just because they were baptized. It was because they lived their baptism. That is why they were able to practice this apostolate example. And so also for us, we're going to convert this neo-pagan world that we live in. This world which is perhaps worse than those first centuries. We're going to convert this world not so much by what we say, but by what we are. There's one more story just to give to you today. A story of a soldier, of a general, of a great war hero, Marshal Foch. He was a French general. He actually was the marshal during World War I, I think. And just to give you this, tell you this story, it's a good reminder of how powerful our example can be. Towards the end of his life, he was giving a speech at the French military academy to all these young cadets. At one point in the speech, he told them, I have only done one brave thing in my life. And of course, these young men were just waiting to hear what he had to say. And he tells them, he said, when I went to the academy, the military academy, the very first night, as we were getting ready for bed in the barracks, I realized I need to kneel down and say my prayers. My night prayers. But he was embarrassed. He thought, what are they going to say? They're going to make fun of me. But he said, no, I have to pray. So he knelt down beside his bed, and sure enough, some made fun of him. They all look at the pious saint. And he ignored it, and he just said his night prayers. The next night, same thing. There was a real aversion that he had to overcome, but he knelt down and he prayed. And then that night, a few of the other young men joined him. They knelt down beside their bed and said their night prayers. After 2 weeks, everyone in the barracks knelt down to say their prayers, except for a few. There was a few atheists who would leave. But because of his example, because of that courage, he changed that whole room. That's the power of those virtues of Christ, of that courage. That's the power of grace. So dear friends, during this Advent, let us make this Advent really a fervent one. And that means an Advent of desire, that we want to change, that we want to practice more of this silence. The world has never been so busy, so noisy, and especially this time of year. It's the busiest, noisiest time of the year, and it's also busy for us, and yet, it's even more important for us to pull back, and to try to slow down and to make that time for recollection, to try to reflect. So few people stop and reflect anymore, to take time for this, just to get caught up in everything. We have to do that. If we're going to have a good Advent, we have to do that. We have to take some time every day. We want to stay close to the Blessed Virgin Mary, this beautiful young mother, and like her to realize that we have this divine life in us, that God is really in our soul. The Blessed Trinity is in our soul. And we ask her for this grace that by the end of Advent, which is meant to happen, we should be different at the end of these 4 weeks than we were when we started. That we are more like her son, more like Christ. And that's what she is doing. She is our spiritual mother. That means that we are really in her womb, so to speak. She is forming Christ in us. This is her desire. And we pray that it is our desire as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.